was asked Shapiro about Vegas, and Vegas has the Blue Jays around 75.5 wins as, you know, the win total for the season, which I think is an appropriate number. I kind of think they're going to go over that, but not substantially. But Shapiro was, you know, pretty defiant. He said, I'd go over for sure, and we do our own projections, and we're higher than that. Like, I think these guys want to come out. They won't do it because, from a PR standpoint, it probably doesn't make sense. But I think they want people to think this team is making the playoffs this year. And I would appreciate that That's level of confidence. Isn't it? I don't see it happening. But, you know, Boston's probably out. Tampa, they're good, and they're consistently good. They're not a 100-win team, in my opinion. So you got the Yankees. Who knows what's going to happen with Houston? They may just implode based on the expectations and the scandal alone. So I kind of think the Jays are feeling themselves right now. And they should. You know, more so than past off seasons. They picked up a couple of good arms, and they got the kids.
When I was in my first start in Calgary as a manager, we're going through the budgets and going through the budgeting process. And I'm, you know, part of the revenue side of things was 5 playoff games. So that's 5 home playoff games.
Right, so two rounds.
Five home playoff games. Right?
Right, I see.
So I asked the question, I go, what's this 5 home playoff games? And this is pretty significant revenue, right? Like, you know, team hasn't made the playoffs in 4 years. Like, really? Well, we got to project. I'm going like, whoa, that's a that's a pretty optimistic projection.
That's a decent projection.
It's right.
There.
It's 2 rounds.
Yeah.
You should never be allowed to do that.
I agree.
I mean, maybe 2 if you're a contending team, or 3 from around, but that's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
James Duthie in studio. My impression is that almost every team used to do that. I don't know if they still do. Like, anyway, the Canadian markets for sure. That they used to just write it in that, yeah, you're going to go to at least the second round. Like here in Toronto, when they went to the playoffs every year, basically throughout the 90s and the early 2000s, short of a few, that was basically the expectation.
It's a lot of creative accounting in professional sports.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Gleibermans?
Yeah.
They owned the Ottawa Rough Riders or Renegades during the height of craziness. But real short story, because I know people don't care about CFL. The Ottawa Stadium sat 28,000 people. And I got wind of, I was working in Ottawa, that they were overwriting their losses to get more money from the city or something. And so I got somebody sent me their budget. And they were budgeting for 38,000 fans. And there was only 28,000 seats in the stadium. So I remember I said, tried to do the 60 Minutes interview with Lonnie Gleiberman, the young owner of the team. And I'm like, you can't budget for 38,000 fans when you're a 28,000-seat stadium. And he's looking at it and he goes, you see, that's why we can't make money. We need to have 38,000 people here. And I'm like, no. You're cheating the city out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, you idiot.
So that was like your Mike Wallace moment?
Yeah, it was my big Mike Wallace moment in Ottawa with Lonnie Gleiberman.
That would be great. I mean, I'm not a journalist at all, but I'd love to catch one guy.
Yeah.
Just give me one.
It only happened with the local news ones are kind of...
Just walk in the house with the camera. Just like Dateline. I got you.
Oh, Dateline would be great.
What's that show where they catch the cheaters?
Catch the Predator, which is really
the cheater
dumb.
Ones is really
oh, yeah. When the girlfriend
dicey.
Walks in with the camera
else. It's really bad.
But it's got to be fake, right? Like, it's always in a seedy motel and they're actually in the act. It's like, really? Like, it was that blatant cheating where they didn't pick up on your
pretty sure
news
you just
team?
Walk away and be done with it.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen one of those shows in a while, but they used to be big, man.
Yeah,
anything on TLC or whatever, you'd be shocked by the numbers they do.
Right.
Yeah.
I listened to this podcast about cops, and they were asking why the people always sign. They have to sign a consent form. And half the people sign the consent form because the producers were less than scrupulous, and they would say, here, I'll help you. It'll help you in court if you sign this consent form.
Oh, nice.
Because to be on Cops, you have to sign the consent
right.
form.
Yeah.
And then the producer said the other half of the people just wanted to be on Cops. So they're in the back of the cruiser, and they're like, yeah, I'll be on. Tell me what episode. I'm going to county for 60 days, but...
Right. You got me, man.
Oh,
yeah,
what a
Cops
world.
Was probably the original one. Like, Cops was the
original. There's a new King Daddy topper. It's called Live PD.
It is horrible. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen that. I haven't even heard of it.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah. It's just like there's like a booth, like a Duthie and some other.
It's a panel.
Cop. Yeah.
There's a panel.
Let's go out to San Antonio, and there's something going on in San Antonio. And then you see people running around, chasing
and
robbers.
They're horrible. Like, there's like a, you know, a loose cat or something, and they'll go there. All right, we'll get back to there in a second. Craig, what do you think of that? I mean, a cat cannot be up a tree like that.
I'll bet you they do like 4 million.
Oh, my
God. It's crazy.
Like, down in the States, there's so much TV, and they're all making money somehow. 400 channels. And, like, Dog the Bounty Hunter. Oh, Dog was great, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was good TV. Legitimately good TV.
What was the show
Yeah, Beth.
Boo Boo, Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. Here comes Honey Boo Boo, which was also phenomenal TV.
Yeah. I mean, that was comedy.
That was actually ridiculous. Like, how they found that family.
No.
Do any of your wives or girlfriends buy The Bachelor? Like, I really think my wife gets disappointed in me because I don't take her on Bachelor-like dates. And I have to have this discussion with her every week to go, this doesn't happen in real life. He doesn't plan the date.
Right.
The producers plan the date. She's like, why don't you do those romantic things? Why aren't we on the gondola?
Yeah.
With having a picnic.
I can't watch 2 seconds of that.
I can't either, man. I can't.
Do
and my wife isn't into it, but like she's into a lot of shows that I just have a difficult time tracking and following. And
those producers are slimy people. Doing. Here's what they did. Okay, I confess I'll watch because my wife and my two daughters watch it now. So you know how they'll take they'll have a concert and you'll have a private date in front of the concert? So this guy's on the date with the girl. They bring her to the concert. The country music star they got has slept with the girl. So that's why they booked him.
No way, to cause the whole scene of the drama.
It's a private concert in front of this guy. He's performing, and the guy's like, he looks at the girl, and he was really upset after. Some listeners probably know who the star is. I don't know who
it
is.
So you're telling me the country star did not know that she was?
Did not know that she was going to be there.
No way.
That is gruesome.
Isn't that brutal?
That's great TV, though. Now I got to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm in. Someone texting in claiming that, like, this is where I probably should. I should have some ethics and not just read this. We can look it up. Grappler, try to figure this out. Claiming the host of Cheaters got stabbed once by one of the cheaters.
Well, that's bound to happen, right? Somebody's going to die on one of these shows.
Well, that's if it's legitimate and you're storming in and this guy's marriage is about to go south and he's probably going to lose a lot of money, I wouldn't be shocked if he took issue with the host sitting there trying to get an interview right after being caught. But stabbing someone seems a little bit much.
If things ever go south for you and me, Hazer, would we do a show like that?
Yeah. Oh, I have no bottom. I would hit rock bottom and then continue to dig. I'd
Cheaters Barry.
Yes.
Barry edition.
I'll go for
GTA Cheaters.
You've won awards. I'll be in like Sudbury or North Bay. Anyway, you're on a panel tonight. Leafs, Pens on TSN 4. Mm-hmm. How's it feeling from your perspective? I mean, it's...
I got to go Tuesday to Pittsburgh. I'm not shamelessly plugging. We do a Crosby one-on-one on the thing tonight, which was interesting. And by the way, if I needed to throw a bone to Leaf fans today, just before the interview when they were doing the setup, Crosby, and I don't think he was BSing me. Obviously, people are going to say nice things about teams, especially when they play them against Thursday, but he thinks the Leafs are really good, and it's just a matter of a few little things. But anyway, he was comparing them to the Capitals a couple of years ago, so
really?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was amazing to see just that building, like how happy they are with that team because of the effort. And I know you guys have been talking about this probably all day or for 2 days now. You just, with every shift, they cheer because that team works so hard. That is a city just in love with that team. And I haven't seen that all year long, I don't think, at Scotiabank. And that's not because of the fans. It's just there hasn't been many games like that where they've played complete 60-minute, you know, during the streak, I guess there was a few. But there haven't been. That's what struck me most about being in that rink is how hard that team works and how much that fan base is in love with that team right now. And even Sid, at the beginning of the year, I said, "Did you think you guys would be this?" And there's no chance that he thought they'd be life and death to make the playoffs all year, sort of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
So, what was the kind of genesis of the interview with Sid? Was it about
it was a lot
year,
of things.
About his career, you know, where he's at?
It was 10 years from Golden Goal, I think, was the impetus to go down do it. But I didn't want to just talk about that because, so we talked, I talked a little about Auston Matthews, talked a lot about his career. I haven't had a chance to sit down with him for 15 years. And he's not the most controversial interviewer or anything. Mm-hmm. But I think he was pretty open and he's in a good place. It always helps when the guy gets 4 points the night before the interview. That's always a good break on the one-on-one side. Yeah. The funny part, I'll just tell you quickly, our lighting guys lit the thing for like 3 hours. And then I walk in the room and the chairs are on the logo. Now, it's the practice dressing room, but you know Sid is one of the most superstitious guys. And Dino is our cameraman who's a lighting, meticulous lighting guy. And so Sid walks in and I can see him looking at the logo and going, this isn't going to work. And Dino's like, I can't change the lighting. So Sid, they move the chairs back a little bit. And if you watch the interview, Sid, his legs are sprawled like a complete spread eagle to avoid having either one of his feet on the logo the entire interview. So he sits like...
Meanwhile, you're Bieber, your feet are all over.
No, I sucked mine in too because I knew it would be a problem, but he's a very superstitious guy.
Yeah, when did that start? It's always kind of been around. You don't mess around with the logo.
Forever.
But don't you remember in the height of that, they were giving the media a hard time, and then there was footage came from the Canucks dressing room of them in an intermission just walking all over the thing?
Right.
So I think there's sometimes double standards. They don't want you to stand on their logo. But if they're in the middle of a hockey game, they might walk on the logo.
It's like the anthem. Like people yell and scream, show respect, and then when it's them, they're getting beers or they're going to the washroom or whatever.
Best idea ever. Logo on the ceiling.
Right.
I like
That's
it.
Where it should be.
Well, I think like after games you just throw your jersey into like a bin too.
Was it around when you were there, the whole logo thing?
Yeah. Now I think there's like different rugs that cover up the logo, and then they take the rug. Who knows? Yeah,
I love that. Last place team in the league. Hey, don't step on our logo.
Disrespect our Atlanta Thrashers logo.
Yeah, don't mess around. All right, JD, we'll see you on the panel.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
There is James Duthie. Leafs Pens tonight on TSN 4.